The sound of idling buses is notably absent on the corner of Church and Cherry Street in Burlington. Across from an empty bus terminal, a crowd of about 20 bus drivers and activists are holding up signs and huddling against the cold. Driver Rob Slingerland says the drivers are ready to come back to the table, but management is holding out.
We have our offer for them, but they don't want to meet without the mediator.
Bill Watterson is general manager of the Chittenden County Transportation Authority. He says both sides agreed to mediated talks last year, and he thinks that is the most productive solution. Watterson also says he hasn't yet seen any written counteroffer from the drivers, but that CCTA management would be open to a serious proposal.
We welcome anything that offers a path forward because we want to end the strike.
As drivers picketed on Church Street in Burlington Tuesday, Abdullahi Hassan stood with them despite the freezing temperatures. Hassan has been in the United States for just 2 years and says the region's new Americans are especially harmed by the strike.
We don't have a choice. We cannot say tomorrow we can get a car or tomorrow after tomorrow we can do this because all our kids and our own working week even depends on bus.
Unable to put his children on the bus to school, Hassan said he walked them to their different schools this morning.
Like today, I go on foot on high school and return back and took the other kids to the other school. Windy, no bus, public transportation.
But Hassan supports the drivers, saying they deserve better treatment because of the service they provide to the community. But with a 30-minute walk from his house to Burlington High School, he says he hopes the strike ends soon. The drivers have faced criticism from other regular passengers who say the strike is disproportionately hurting poor and working-class families. All of the picketing drivers on Church Street Tuesday afternoon directed questions to Slingerland, who was acting as their spokesman.
I don't know the details at this point. The stewards were working on it last night, and I don't know the changes that have been made, if any.
With no proposal submitted to CCTA, it's impossible to know what the counteroffer contains or when the strike may be resolved. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.